This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Almost 60% more immigration enforcement flights have already departed Colorado in 2025 than in 2024. That's according to a new national report. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
In Colorado, the flights leaving here were purely domestic departures to places like Phoenix, Las Vegas, Louisiana, and Texas. But those cities were staging areas for deportation destinations in Central America, Cuba, and Africa. Many of the detainees in Aurora's Immigration Detention Center are going through what researchers call the domestic shuffle. That means they move from one detention center to another, often to a place where their counsel isn't local and they have no family. Lawyers say that takes a toll, and they're increasingly filing emergency motions to keep their clients in Colorado so they can get due process. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Around 50 vehicles crashed in two large pileups yesterday in western Colorado. Colorado State Patrol says the crashes near Gypsum and Glenwood Springs closed the roads for several hours. Sergeant Ivan Alvarado says winter drivers need to be prepared for slick roads and to properly maintain and winterize their cars.
Just because it's running, it doesn't mean that it's good enough. It has to have good tires, good brakes, and the tires need to be all-season tires or snow-rated tires, and they have to have good tread.
Alvarado calls it a miracle that no injuries were reported. Meanwhile, more snow is in the forecast. A storm arrives tomorrow night, dumping between 1 and 3 inches in Metro Denver. This is CPR News.